Thank you for
Yeah,
calling
that is.
customer support. My name is India. How may I help you?
Well, India, I have a problem.
Yes.
I just received another credit card bill from you, and I have not authorized this company. I don't know. I know you sell supplements, but I have not ordered any. So there's three bills on my credit card that I'm going to be contesting with my bank.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. If you can provide me with your zip code, I could take a look at this account for you.
Okay. 61114.
And what's that first and last name?
Joanne Todd.
Okay, yes, ma'am. You may finish what you were saying.
Well, there's just three bills, one for $300 and something, $383.26, and then one for $659, and another one just came through for $89.65, and I haven't ordered anything from you.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Firstly, that $300 bill may not be from us. I am looking at your account, and the only two charges I do see is for the $659 and the $89.65.
Okay, well, neither one of those I ordered either.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So back on October 22nd, our Nove face cream was ordered for the $659. Do you remember that purchase?
Oh, yes. But why are you ordering it again?
No, ma'am. We didn't send you out anymore. That's the full amount for that bottle.
Okay. What about back on 7-6-2020? $383.26.
No, ma'am. The farthest charge I go back for you is that October 22nd for the $659. I don't have anything from 7.
Okay. And what about 1022? There was another $659 that I didn't order.
Okay, yes, ma'am. On 1022, I do see two charges. One of them declined for the $659, and then the other one went through. So it looks like when you ordered the Nove face cream, when you first tried to order it, that $659 had declined. But the second time that you placed the order, it went through. So I only have one charge for $659 that was processed successfully.
Okay, and unfortunately, both of them are taken off my credit card here.
You said
so. Yeah.
Oh, I was. Oh, you said both of them were taken off your credit card?
Yeah.
I do see the two charges. One just says the issuer declined payment, and then one stays successful.
Okay, I will not contest that was a shoddy thing that I got on the internet or something. But which one went through, and I won't protest that one, but I'm protesting the other ones. It was at the 1029 that I'm just afraid you're going to keep billing me.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see. So both of these were placed on 1022 that I see. One was at 6:52 a.m. The other one that went through was at 6:57 a.m. The 6:52 a.m. it do state that the bank declined the payment. So the 6:57 one, that did go through. So I'm not sure if the time. I was saying the times, but I'm not sure if that's what it says on your bank statement.
Okay, and you can't look back to see about the 7-6-2020 that was $383.26?
I do have your account in front of me, but your very first charge from us is from 1022 to 659. So I don't have anything that goes past the October 22nd date.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Will you please discontinue my account there? And I will contest these charges with my bank.
Okay, yes, ma'am.
Because
You can go ahead. I'm sorry. I keep interrupting you.
that's okay.
Oh, I was just saying, I do have your account canceled, so you will not receive any more charges, nor would you receive any more products. For the inconvenience, I would love to offer you a 35% refund on that $89.65 charge, because these were stated in the terms and conditions about the billing, but you may have not read them, so that's why you were being charged. But I can offer you a 35% discount, as for the inconvenience or refund. I'm sorry, not discount.
Well, let me see what the bank says. I'm going to contest it, and we'll see what they say when they talk to you. But no, that's not good enough because I've got that $383 outstanding bill, too, that I didn't order anything.
Yes, ma'am. That's why I can assure you, though, it is not from us because I don't see that on my end, that $300 balance.
Okay, but that's what it says on my account.
Yes, ma'am. Is it from us?
Okay. Yep.
Oh, wow. It is?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's what it says.
I was asking, I was asking because...
It doesn't have your phone number, but it has your name.
And that's for the Nove face cream?
Well, it doesn't say. It's just the statement on my account.
Oh, yeah. I was asking because
I may be wrong about that, but I may be wrong about that. It just looks the same. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I understand.
I may be wrong. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So if you can hold for me one brief moment while I speak with the supervisor.
Sure.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Like I did state, we don't have that $300 charge. You may have to want to get in contact with your bank and see what that's from. But as far as that $89.65 charge, I can't help you with that. And the supervisor did agree to a 50% refund on that charge because that is the only charge I have for you, the $89.65, and then, the $6.59 you pay for the shipping and handling.
Okay, but the $89, half of that, is to me, is just not good enough. I need it all back, or I'm going to turn it in to the credit people because I didn't make it and I didn't get anything.
Yes, ma'am. It wasn't for anything new. It was for what you had already received.
I didn't receive anything. That's what I'm saying.
The $6.59 charge. You didn't receive that bottle.
I got the $6.59 bottle, yes.
Yes, ma'am.
$89.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm saying. The $89 is not for anything new. It is for what you paid the shipping and handling for. So we sent you out a 30-day supply, but you only had 14 days to try it. And so to avoid being billed, you had to call it canceled within your 14 days. So that's why.
Oh, you got kidding me.
Yes, ma'am.
No,
so,
I'm not doing that. I'm going to turn it in because that's just not right. That's ridiculous.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand
your
frustration. I am not supposed to do this, but as a courtesy, I can provide you with a 75% refund, and I will apply that back to your bank within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And
if you promise you canceled my account.
Yes, ma'am. I have canceled it. I can provide you with your cancellation number as well. It's just verifying that your account is canceled.
Okay. Well, I don't know what a number would do for me, but yes, I'll take it.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yes, ma'am. That number is for if you were to get charged again, you just call us back and give us that number because that's the cancellation number on your account.
I better not get charged again or I'm turning you into somebody.
Yes, ma'am. I can assure you that you won't because I did cancel it. I was just, explaining how that number would help.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Are you ready for it?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. It's C, the letter E, F, another F, the number 1, 4, 9, 4, 5, the letter C, then the number 2.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So that is a cancellation number.
And you will give me 75% of that back on to my credit card.
Yes, ma'am. So I did go ahead and refund the amount of $67.48 back to that account. If it doesn't show up immediately, just allow about 3 to 5 business days for it to process back to that account.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. Also, a refund confirmation was sent to your email that I have on file of jrubytodd@gmail.com.
Okay. And will you please get rid of that email also?
Yes, ma'am. I surely can.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.